come stop and take a trip down on my block, where you see hidden potential, young minds sharper than pencil, and ain't afraid to speak their mind if they got something against you. We standing with you, we tackle issues like civic pride. Hate will cease to exist, just put our differences aside. From my side to your side, from Dutch Town to South Side, from Penrose to North Side, from Benton Park to Old North, to West End to West Side. We blessed when we step out, we stand down, rise up, stand together, wise up.
This is Stitchcast Studio, produced by St. Louis Story Stitchers in St. Louis, Missouri.
In episode 9, youth leaders react to the loss of traditional rites of passage, including prom, graduation, and birthdays due to COVID-19. Let's take a listen.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That be them story stitches, story stitches, story stitches, story stitches.
Hey everybody, it's your girly Mira here again, program director of St. Louis Story Stitchers. I'm here today with some youth from Story Stitchers, and today we're going to be kind of talking about how Corona interfered with a lot of people's senior year plans. So yeah, let's just jump right into it. How y'all doing today?
We good. We good.
We good, you know.
Man, you already know what it is, man.
Good, good, good. So first things first for me. How have y'all kept busy, or how did y'all keep busy? Because I don't know if some of y'all off of the quarantine yet, but if not, or whatever, how did y'all, you know, keep busy?
Working, and finally, but I'm most likely going to be finding something new so far. Everything's been cool or whatever, but other than that, I've been mainly in the house. I've been at other people's houses, just going to different places. So I've just been trying to find activities to do instead of just trying to be in the house bored all day.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Definitely a lot of work, you know, trying to stay in contact with people and friends, you know, just to make sure that I'm not weird when everything goes back to normal, you know. What about y'all? Anybody else? How y'all kind of been handling all of this?
For me personally, how I've been dealing with it, you know, there's limited places and limited things that we could do in order for, like, to maintain safety for everybody. So, like, you know, there's a lot of things we could do online. So I've just been working on, like, building my portfolio of videography. So I've just been trying to work with clients, like, over the internet, just making different, like, commercials and advertisements. And right now I'm taking a break from social media, but I'll be working on my own personal, like, business. And I'm taking summer classes right now and working, so right now it's kind of busy, so I've been, like, kind of dying low-key, but it's been okay. Just putting myself to work, and I don't really get time to, like, relax no more because I'm trying to succeed in the future. So, you know, just making myself busy. Generational wealth requires sacrifice. That's all I'm going to say.
I've just been drawing. I'll be taking walks every now and then.
For sure, for sure. I also want to know, how did you all kind of react to the way the school system reacted to the coronavirus? Do you all feel like they were, you know, underprepared? Do you think they were overly prepared? Like, what's your honest opinion?
It kind of felt like, with that situation, to me, was kind of messed up because I had a lot of people that was at, you know, was at Central and everything like that. I was talking about my past and all the stuff that we did back then, and everybody was just, like, getting mad because they was like, I understand that, but y'all had y'all thing, you know, y'all did y'all thing, but now it's like our time to do it, and we can't even do it because of this. It was to the point where, like, Muzz is crying and everything like this. So I'm like, dang, like, I hate that this happened now. I hate that it happened, period. But it's like, dang, like, everybody was low-key trying to figure out, like, ways for them to still be able to have a prom instead of, because most people wanted, they was thinking about just having a prom instead of a graduation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's mainly what they was worried about. They don't care about, they care about getting their diplomas, but they ain't caring about walking across stage. They just wanted to be able to, you know, experience what every other year was able to experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stuff like that. So it was just like, it is kind of messed up. And then it was like, with the education and all that stuff, having everybody taking their classes online, but then some people can't do it online because they don't have computers. It was like, you either got computers, but your internet is butt, or you don't have a computer at all.
Yeah.
And then also it was mixed communication with how the grades are supposed to go. Like, if you did the homework, was your grade going to go down? Or if you didn't do the homework, was your grade going to go down? Or if you did do it, like, was it going to boost it? Or was it going to keep it the same? What was it going to do? So everybody was kind of iffy on, confused on that as well. Like, how are we supposed to handle this? Because what if my Wi-Fi is messed up? How am I supposed to do the homework and turn it into you? What is going to happen? Is it going to help me? Is it going to stop me from graduating? What is it? You know what I'm saying? So it was like, everybody was
They always were unprepared. Schools are always, they're never prepared for anything. When stuff happens, I just feel like school's just not prepared for it. Because now, it's like, when we first go to school, it's these drills that we're supposed to do. And it's just like, when stuff actually hit the fan, they be in a panic like everybody else. So it's just like, schools are not never really prepared. So I don't think nobody was prepared for the coronavirus to hit the U.S., but it did.
Same exact feeling that I felt. Nobody was prepared. Because I was so, like, I wasn't prepared for it. Because I heard about it being a thing and everything like that. But, like, I was, like, in the midst of getting me a job and everything. Like, right when it happened, right when I was finna get the job, a couple days afterwards, the quarantine stuff happened. I'm like, bruh, are you serious, bruh? Hey, I was down bad at that moment. I swear I was.
Yeah, I feel you. I was gonna say, I hate the way that they kind of rushed everything too. Like, it made everything feel so like, we gotta do it right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that put a lot of stress on people. You know, I know somebody was talking a few weeks ago saying how they teachers being stressed kind of, that stress kind of went onto the student. And it was harder, you know, for people to focus. And did y'all have like a lot of Zoom meetings? Like, how did that go? How did y'all end up doing y'all classes for the ones that still was in class?
We didn't have Zoom meetings. They just gave us work on the computer and it was just dead.
I most definitely heard about that. That's like, they just send you work and you have to send it, like, after you got done with the work, you had to send it back. Right after you got done or whenever the due date or whatever it was. And that's what I was telling you about earlier with the most people couldn't do the work because of them either not having internet or stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And then they felt like if they couldn't do the work, then would it affect them being able to graduate?
For me, like, at my school, we did a, like, at first we did Zoom meetings, and then later on throughout the semester, we decided that it's taking, like, a toll on, like, students, like, home life. So they issued, like, a pass or fail for grades.
What? So,
yeah, for our school, they issued, like, a pass or fail.
What that mean?
Right. So
it's like, why, like, if you, before they did this, you had, like, a C. They scratch the grade, so you don't get like a grade, and you just pass the class. They don't get a grade for it, but you get credits.
Gotcha. All right. If y'all have any suggestions, what do y'all think like would have been better? How do you think the school system, you know, y'all high school could have kind of reacted or prepared a little bit better for this? Like, say if it ever happens again, like say 10 years from now, Corona comes back, like how do y'all think they should handle it differently, you know, not even just for like high school, but for like, you know,
I say they're gonna have to give everybody internet.
I think kids should most definitely be on track. Like as they're saying that school's supposed to open up in August, some kids are lost. Some kids don't know, some kids don't remember what they learned. Some kids' parents ain't teaching them. So I just feel like when stuff like this happens, kids need to be on track so they can already. Some kids gonna go to the third, fourth, fifth grade and they don't even know what they learned. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
That's just passing everybody. They did. And I don't think that's just like this.
Yeah, I agree.
That's real, right?
I will say that I'm appreciative of my little brother's school. I can't remember what school you go to, but they did the online classes through the end of the year to like May or something, and then gave them like a 2-week break, and then had them do like a month of summer school, and I thought that was good, you know, because then it kind of like get their minds back on track. So yeah, when they come back in August, you know, they won't be too far off. I think that's something that a lot of other schools could implement too, instead of just leaving, you know, our youth out to kind of fend for themselves during the summertime. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I kind of want to get on the subject of how did you all cope with the fact that, you know, prom or homecoming or graduation was canceled because of COVID? How did that affect y'all?
For me, I'm in a weird place with like that whole situation, is because like I'm staying like one more semester because I added like another degree. But like seeing like all my friends, I didn't get to see my friends for that I'm never gonna see again, maybe, like who knows, because like school like closed down like during it. So it's kind of, I'm in a weird position where I'm gonna go back to school with new regulations, and I'm not gonna see those friends that I used to have. It's just a weird, abrupt way of like leaving those friendships and like starting a new year with being a little older, you know, because technically I'm a super senior. Never thought I'd say that. It's different, but you know, I've been thinking about it like more and more as the days get closer, because we're supposed to come back on August 22nd. And I don't know how they're going to implement it, because COVID's still a thing. People keep forgetting. COVID's real.
Yeah, it's still peaking. Anybody else got anything on that? Like, how did you cope with the fact that prom and homecoming and graduation is canceled?
Well, me, I was kind of upset, because I was like, I'm glad I didn't spend no money on getting my stuff together, because I was going to be mad if I had to spend $100-some or this amount of money on something, and then I can't do nothing with it now. I don't even know if I can't even take it back to the same store that I got it from, because it's closed now.
I feel like I was sad about it at first, but then I just had to realize, like, I just think for us, better stuff is coming. Like, I just feel like this ain't the end. This ain't, you know what I mean? I was looking forward to going to Six Flags, and I was looking forward to going to prom, but at the end of the day, we always have to look at, we have to be positive, because we're living in a negative energy right now. We're living in a world where we got Black Lives Matter going on, we got a pandemic going, it's so much going on to where we have to be positive. Like, we just have to be open to life and stop looking at everything so bad, because this is just not the end for us. Like, it just, it's not.
And that's another thing I was going to say too. What is a positive thing y'all see happening because of the coronavirus for, you know, the class of 2020, or just, you know, people in general?
We had a whole movement, first of all. Like, people supported us hands up. Barack Obama, I'm talking about, like, all the celebrities and, like, people supported us. They was behind us. So it wasn't like we was alone in the pandemic. Like, it was just like people were standing two toes. Like, it was just, we was a movement. So I just feel like we gonna change the world. That's just how I see it. Y'all artists, so y'all gotta look at the bigger picture. Y'all paint the better picture, but y'all have to look at the bigger picture. Like, it's so much more than this fighting, this shooting. It's just so much more. And I think our generation is gonna be the year that it's gonna stump. It's gonna stump, because if we all just come together, it's just, I don't know, it's just gonna change.
I was gonna say, that's a positive I've seen too, is like people actually being like actually saying that, like, life is too short. Like, you know, like they seeing people actually passing away from this virus, like one that we thought, you know, couldn't possibly, we didn't even think it was gonna come to America the way it did, you know what I'm saying? And people was just like not even thinking that it was like a real thing. So, and it just kind of gave people that time to like go inside and self-examine, you know?
Yeah, really think about, like, it's too much going on in the world for you to be up and not worried about little stuff that's not even really necessary to be worried about.
What's going on, everybody? It's that time again. It's time for another StitchCast Studio Arts Interlude. Yup, that's right. It's time to pick the city up.
This week, we have a Story Stitches original song entitled Do You. Let's take a listen.
dreams and my plans can't be late on it. If I wait for a minute, if I blink just a second, just fight me some bullets, cause I am scrounging for the future. My mind on my goals, no, I can't be a loser. Tell me what you really heard. If you got ears, I'll tell you what you really heard over these years. Tell you what I seek in this. I work so hard, no weakness. I'll be back if you late. I promise I will never be too late. Like I'm an action, shine on us. Rap is my passion, tour on the bus. Sorry if you can't, but career is a must. Career, baby, wait, wait on us.
Be yourself.
If y'all knew that Corona was going to hit while you was in school, what would you would have done differently your senior year of high school?
That's for y'all, because I'm out of school, so I'm sorry.
No, you can still answer it. If it was, like, say if it was in your time.
Oh, okay.
Pay attention more in school, because, school, I did not like going to school. Like, I was just ready for it to be over with. Like, oh, my God. Man, for real, like I was just in high school. I was always like everybody knew I was funny. Like I was, you know what I'm saying? I was.
You was that girl. Got you.
Yeah, I feel that.
Gave more to being a senior and everything like that. Cause I mean, I knew it wasn't gonna be what everybody made it seem like. It was gonna be just a breeze. You know what I'm saying? Like you was gonna. Hey, you ain't got much to worry about. You finna graduate. All you gotta do is worry about your finals, this, and that. But it wasn't even just that. It was much. It was more than that. It was like you got finals. You got this. You finna graduate. All that, but you still gotta think about like, okay, you gotta still apply for these schools that you really want to go to. You still gotta worry about how it's gonna be in the real world. Of you having like, are you gonna have your job by then? You gotta worry about a lot more than just you graduating from high school, because. Like I said, me graduating already, life has most definitely hit me. So that's what most people wasn't really tripping off of. They was just like, okay, I'm happy I'm finna get out of school. But they're not like thinking like, okay, what's gonna happen when I get out of school? Like, am I gonna be as active as I was when I was in school? Or am I just gonna be one of the people that be in the house 24/7?
I said I would have been on the same thing, just minding my business, for real, for real.
Staying out the way. That's the good route to take, for real.
So I got a question though, like, what was something that motivated y'all to like finish? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I was gonna say, I know we all kind of faced some times where we were just kind of like, I don't want to do this.
My mom, because like, okay, most of y'all don't know, but me, when I was in, I think it was like my either my sophomore, my junior year, my mom passed. So at that moment, it was kind of like, that was like a kind of down shot for me, because I wasn't really, at that moment, I wasn't really focused on going to school. Like, most of the times I woke up, I didn't want to go to school. Like, I wanted to just say, forget school. Like, I want to stay at home. Like, I don't, it's nothing there for me to do no more. Like, I feel like I wasn't motivated no more to go to school.
They don't motivate kids to go to school no more. Like, when I was in elementary school, we used to have pizza parties and dances, and you get pizza party for perfect attendance. Like, they don't make kids want to come to school no more. Like, it's just like, oh, okay, you here, we gonna teach you this, you gonna do that, we're gonna talk about this, you gonna go home. You gonna eat and you gonna go home. Like,
I mean, that's how it felt for me.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. And I all my thoughts for, all my thoughts and emotions for school just went out the window. And then my mind was like, when I said about out the window, my mind was like, I want to go out this window right now. I don't even want to be here no more. So stuff was like, I just lost what made me want to continue to move forward. So when I was going forward, losing her was kind of pushing me backwards. It was like stopping me from doing and being at the spot that I know that I should be at or I wanted to get to. And then with me still going to school and having those people that's there and those supporters that's there, that was there, it was kind of like, okay, well, you got what you thought you didn't have. Like, you thought you didn't have these people that was going to motivate you. Yeah.
When you have a big support system behind you, it makes you look at the bigger picture. It makes you see, man, we graduated, we did what we supposed to do. Ain't no pandemic that can stop what we got going on, like, period.
You
got
to keep going and don't let it. Don't let it stop you. What you don't let it stop your grind. Just because this going on don't mean that you gotta stop trying to reach your goals in life and get to where you want to be in life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you wanna get that new car that you talking about getting, keep going for it. Just because this going on, that don't mean it's gonna stop you from getting it. If you wanna get your own apartment or something, this is not gonna stop you from doing that. You have to be your own motivation and everything like that. If you feel like you don't have that motivation, you know, a support system behind you, you be your own support system. You be your own push to keep you going. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's dope. So, you know, a lot of people aren't, you know, blessed to have the mentality that you all have with the positive perspective of, you know, being out of school because of Corona, or, you know, they can only see the negatives. And, you know, some people, some youth that have graduated or received their diploma for completing high school, but they don't feel prepared for the months to come. What would you say to somebody like that who is scared to move forward or who feel like they're underprepared for the next phase of life that's about to roll out?
You better keep going. You gotta keep going. You gotta keep moving. You gotta keep pushing. We almost there. Man, I'm just...
Dang, that's hard. But for real, it's like you just gotta surround yourself around like-minded people. Or just figure out what's your qualities, bro.
Because you can't be around
the best.
Piggybacking on what you said, that's real stuff, because you can't be around people that's not kind of, they motivate you, but they push you in the wrong direction. You want to be in the direction that you know you want to be at. Like, if you got that talent of you, if you feel like that's what your motivation is, then use that. Don't use it to where it's like, okay, I'm using, I like to smoke and I like to do all this stuff. Don't let that lead you in that direction.
One thing about me is I ain't never been no father. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. I do. Can't nobody make me do nothing I don't want to do.
One thing I'll say is I was actually talking to KP earlier, and he said, because I asked him the same thing, like, you know, what would you say to people that feel like they're kind of like hopeless in the time that we're in? And he was saying, you know, find that positive thing. Find that thing that you're good at. And really indulge into it, like, really get into it, you know, like, put your whole being into it, you know what I'm saying? Like, Because for me, it's like a idle mind is the devil's playground. You know what I'm saying? When you give yourself time to do nothing, that's when you start getting in trouble. Like when you start like letting yourself be bored, like that's when you start letting your letting people talk you into doing stupid stuff, you know?
Right.
So I would say that, and I would say to somebody who is not knowing or not too sure about what's next, first off, don't let nobody make you feel like you gotta have everything figured out.
Cause they don't. They probably not even know. Right. They probably the ones that don't have.
They telling you stuff that they won't ever do.
Right.
Exactly.
And they'll start making you feel like you gotta make hasty
decisions,
right? And that's when stuff gets messed up. Like, take your time. You know, I read a quote. It said, "Life is not about finding yourself, but about building yourself." You know, when you kind of change your perspective to that, it makes you feel less of like you're lost and more of like you're going somewhere. Like you setting your own path, you know? Just, you know, set goals, you know what I'm saying? Because it's another quote that I like, and it says something like, vision without action is merely a dream. And I don't know who said it, but it makes sense. It's like you can't expect to, you know, be the world's greatest dancer if you're not setting aside time every day to dance. Like, you know, you can't expect to get to that point. Like, it's just a dream unless you like really put in action and you really moving forward and you keeping your mind positive. You know, like how y'all was saying, like, be around like minds. Like, sometimes you might not have a group of friends that's got the same like mind, so you got to go get you a mentor. And that's something we talked about in the last podcast, was about finding people that are where you want to be.
Right.
You know, looking up to those people, like people that got the car that you want, or got the type of family you want to have, or like, you know, got the type of finance, you know, whatever it is, or dance how you want to dance. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's not the people that are where you are, but where you want to be. Just take your time, you know what I'm saying?
Don't rush it at all.
Yeah, ask questions.
A lot of questions. So, yeah.
Most definitely.
That's another thing we talked about last time too. Yeah, was asking questions. Like, ask questions till it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't not ask a question because your pride is getting in the way. That could be, you could be holding yourself back from asking a question that changed your life. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, just to whoever listening, just keep all of that in consideration, you know? Don't feel like you gotta have it all figured out. We all done had some things hit us because of this corona situation. Okay, I don't know if I asked y'all this, but how did y'all react to the actual virus, like, itself?
I ain't gonna put my conspiracy theories out there, but man, it was just like, when I first started hearing about it, I was just like, huh? It sounded like a common cold, because they kept
saying, me.
It's something like the flu, da da da. Then when they show the little virus with how it look, I'm like, bro, what? Like, yeah, like it's all CGI images. So it's like, it's all like, it seemed fake.
That's what I was gonna say too. That when I found out about the situation, it kind of blew me, because it was like, it was kind of coming towards the part where it was like, it was more black people and black poor people getting it, or black people that's not as wealthy as all the other people getting it and passing away, like basketball players.
Yeah.
And, like, they rich and all this stuff, but it was like, they black though. What you said, none of the discrimination stuff and all that stuff, but that's literally what it seems like.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it was mixture of people, you know, getting it, but the urban black community especially was hit the hardest.
Exactly.
In the United States especially. And honestly, to me, I ain't even gonna lie, it wasn't a shock, because if you look at the conditions that we're already in, you know what I'm saying? If you look at our circumstances already, you know,
right,
it will only make sense. If you can't, you know, survive without going to work, you know what I'm saying? You still got to be around a bunch of people, got pre-existing health conditions like diabetes, asthma, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the odds are just against you, you know, sad to say.
Thank you for listening. And last but not least, we want to give a very special shout out to the Stitchcast Studio sponsors. The City of St. Louis Youth At-Risk Crime Prevention Grant of 2020, Stewart Family Foundation, Spirit of St. Louis Women's Fund, and Missouri Foundation for Health. To learn more, visit storystitchers.org.
They say who that, but you already knew that. That beat them Story Stitchers. Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers, Story Stitchers.